Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Kristaps Porzingis, who had himself a game last night.
Oh, man, you gotta love that dude.
And a moment. And Wiggy, if Wagner is a pronunciation issue for you, there's no way that you have Bataze down. There's absolutely no way.
Who's Bataze? Is that
there we go.
Is that that group that was just singing?
No.
Oh, that's the other dude who came in. Yeah, I forgot about him. Yeah, I didn't know what that guy's name was.
We have honestly, we've reached the point in the NBA where a player attempting to embellish is committing fouls while attempting to embellish. That's the point that we've reached in the NBA, just to be clear.
I forgot about him. I was like, where'd they get this dude from?
Right.
I ain't seen him in the first game, and then all of a sudden they brought this Scribbins off the bench, and he cuts open Kristaps.
Listen, we talked about it a lot at the start of the show, first hour, but you're able to win the first playoff game that this iteration of team has been in without Jason Tatum. So
I don't play him tomorrow.
Bodes well. You said that was your lead this morning, is that you would not play Jason Tatum tomorrow night in Orlando. This is Kyle from Lowell. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
It's awesome we won without Tatum, but I mean, I gotta say, I agree with Greg a little bit on this. If Tatum isn't seriously hurt and it was just cautionary, he needs to be playing. I mean, the Celtics are in the middle of trying to solidify themselves in history as one of the greatest basketball teams of all time.
Yeah.
And the way KCP is playing and certain teams are going to play is try to rough us up, because they're starting to sniff that's the only way you can bring Tatum and Brown down. You have to play through it at this point in the season unless you are seriously, seriously hurt. It was not a good look last night to see him cheerleading on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, and it seems like, and this is probably, Curtis will point out, that it's probably ratings related, but they seem like they're letting them play a little bit when it comes to being physical.
Well, they always do in the playoffs. But don't you feel like that there's nothing Tatum can do to satiate fans?
Correct.
Like, he's on the sideline. If he's pouting and he's not cheering, it's why is he puss faced over there? Like, the guy, if it's the opposite, Kyle, I think. You're trying to do something to solidify the start of a dynasty.
Right.
You need Tatum healthy against teams that can beat you.
And I don't want him to further hurt himself. Like, I understand it's not a strain, so it wouldn't lead to something more like that. It's a bone bruise. But if you're feeling pain in a certain type of your body, the rest of your body is thrown off for it. I don't want to see Jason Tatum out there just to be out there when he's not feeling 100%, and then him risk injuring something else because he's overcompensating.
Or he's just not shooting well, right? They might have said to him, you know, hey, how's it feel? And he's like, yeah, I could probably play through and push through it. And they might have said to him, like JT, there's no need to. We'll beat this team without you. Let's get you to the point where you don't have to push through the pain, where the pain is not an issue at all, and it won't affect your shooting. It won't affect how you play, because it is his shooting hand. And
well,
so,
yeah, I mean, as the caller was suggesting, that it's going to be overly physical this series, and they figured out that you need to be physical with the Celtics. Like, Jason Tatum is not the guy that you need to respond to that anyway.
No.
I mean, I felt like you got a lot of it from Al Horford last night. He had the with the people's elbow to Carter's face last night.
Right.
Like,
I want in game three, I want Tatum to sit in the crowd and root for the Magic. I think that would be a good move. I mean, honest to God, he's rooting for his team? What, if you have a bruise on your hand, you can still cheer.
Yeah. Like, I did love his outfit, too, to be honest.
Well, thank you.
That was nice. That, like, sweater, short-sleeve sweater. Nice.
Yeah, here's a 413 text. We're back to this topic, but it's a bone bruise, for God's sake. It's kind of pathetic that he sat last night. So
I don't understand the taping of the bone bruise. Like, I don't know what that did for him, but... I mean, a bone bruise is still painful. We've seen Jalen Brown dealing with it all for the last
couple of years. Well, maybe to move it. You know, you want to keep it like...
It's like the neck brace in court.
You don't want to move it. I've heard my wrist...
They should move the game to Chappaquiddick.
For a bone bruise, though?
Yeah, but I've done that before. It's like you want to kind of like keep it straight.
Why?
The best way you can, because you don't want it... You want it to heal up. So he's probably doing a lot of icing, and he's probably doing some treatment
stuff.
Yeah,
but movement isn't going to make it like heal.
No, but it'll help with the pain, keeping it straight.
Rhode Island text on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Would Kobe have sat last night?
I don't know. I mean,
that's his guy.
All right. I have no clue. But what if he plays and he goes out there and it's bothering him and he doesn't play well, what are they going to say? They're not going to be like, oh, Jason Tatum's a warrior. They're going to be like, oh, he stinks. Why would you even play him? Or yeah. He's horrible.
He's awful in the postseason.
Yeah, exactly. So what?
Text for you, Wiggy. Why do you continue to baby a professional athlete like Jason Tatum? It is a bone bruise. He didn't break his back.
Yeah, but I didn't want Jalen Brown playing. If you can beat a team and your guy's hurt, I didn't want to play. The same way I didn't want Patrice Bergeron playing in a meaningless game at the end of the season, because you could run into risk and we need you more in the playoffs than we do. So like Tatum, we need you more in round two, the Eastern Conference Finals or the NBA Finals, playing in a meaningless series where you know your team is far superior and they can win without you, just to go out there and be like, oh, you can gut it out?
Side note on overemphasizing injury. Have you caught up on Celtic City yet?
No, I haven't caught up because I was watching The Last of Us.
I didn't realize that Paul Pierce, when he came out, well, and he had created the bandage around his face to talk to media, that pissed Doc Rivers off. I didn't realize until Paul Pierce talked about that.
Yes.
That Doc wasn't down with that, Curtis.
I just want to go back to just sort of what the Kobe Bryant one. Kobe Bryant missed game 3 of the NBA Finals with an ankle injury. He came back in game 4. He left game 2 early. So the fact that this was his first game missed in the playoffs.
Right.
And it's this topic is so maddening, and it's being fueled by the head coach.
And they brought it up yesterday. Like they brought up the last time.
Oh, so many times.
Jason Tatum didn't play. They brought up the starting lineup, and you were like, "Wow!" It was like
2017.
It was like Jay Crowder, Kelly Olynyk,
Marty Conlin.
It was just so. I think we were doing it with Jalen Brown. Why wouldn't we do it with Jason Tatum? Why wouldn't we not say, okay, if you don't need him,
you didn't need him, and I'm guessing you're not going to need him in the series.
So then what's the, why would you play him?
I think some people believe that he was pissed that Joe Mazzulla dared to scream, get up, and that was the story after that game. So therefore, there are some people who think that he felt the need to sit last night as opposed to playing to prove a point with regard to the injury. That's what I hear.
You only hear it from crazy fans.
Yeah.
You don't hear that from any NBA analyst. Like, there's no other people. This is just like some crazy conspiracy that fans are. At least Curtis, I'll give him credit on his conspiracy of the NBA, like maybe doing that. And you could say, like, okay, I could see other NBA analysts saying the same thing that Curtis is saying.
You see the text messages, right? It's not a made-up thing.
Yeah, like, but it's from...
There's a 413 text that says he didn't sit last night because of a bone bruise. He sat because of an ego bruise.
But didn't Curtis say Arcan started it?
That is true. Arcan did start that.
So, people are listening, and that you know, it spreads like wildfire. And if people don't like Jason Tatum, they're never going to like Jason Tatum. That's the bottom line.
But it's not like, it's not Charles Barkley saying it. It's not Stephen A. Smith saying it. It's not Kendrick Perkins, Shaquille O'Neal. It's like Johnny Smith in his mother's basement going, ow, Jason. But that's what it is.
Leave Johnny out of this.
But Johnny Smith is the one who's saying it. If it
Johnny
was,
pays the salary, Wicks.
Johnny does.
Johnny's up there in the 300s.
Yeah, we're not talking about paying a salary, but we're talking about the whole Tatum sat out because he didn't like Joe Mazzulla yelling at him, getting up. That's not Tatum's personality to be like the kid who's like, oh, I'm going to take my ball and go home. Okay, Joe. So what does that do for Tatum? You don't think Joe's going to go, hey, guess what, Jason? Hey, you didn't hurt us because we won without you.
Yeah.
Wiggy, text for you from New Hampshire. Two road shows in New Hampshire this road show season.
Yeah.
We'll be at Bernie's.
And then at the...
And then at the Dive.
The Winnipesaukee. Like...
Jeez.
Lake Winnipesaukee.
Yeah, you got it the second time. Lake Winnipesaukee on July 3rd at the Dive is setting itself up to be an absolute bonanza of an event.
It's going to be a banger.
I keep hearing from people who are they're planning to get the boat over there at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
So they have a spot right there at the Dive.
Night before, too, I hear a lot of people talking
about the Nassau.
Yeah.
That place is great. All right. Anyway, where was I? 603 texts.
I know what Wiggy's going to say that night. Hey, all right. Good to see you. Okay. Wiggy's arrivals are perfect. He finds his way to a nice spot and gets the good food.
Oh, here it is. Problem is, Wiggy, now every team is going to do this even more to him. And are we just going to sit him every time he falls?
No, I mean, he's fell before. And he just landed on it wrong, clearly.
It's unbelievable people saying we're going to sit him every time he falls. 2017 was the last time that we didn't see him in the postseason for a game.
Yeah.
So I said it's Johnny Smith in his basement who's pushing the narrative. And if there were other NBA analysts who felt that way.
413 text, not in the basement, working my butt off listening to you.
All right, so working at the cubicle, wherever you're working, who's coming up with saying, oh, this is why... Why aren't they saying that about
you? You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Give me Butler. He fell. Why didn't he go back in the game?
He lost a hip.
No, he landed on his butt.
He's got hip displacement or something.
He landed on his butt. Why? It's aggravating.
Can we play the Mazzulla again? Because I think we only played it once where he was talking about Porzingis.
That to you, Curtis, says that there's ongoing beef.
That was like the Capitol Grill spicy margarita.
Okay, go ahead.
Joe, it's the second time in like 2 or 3 weeks he's been cut and needed stitches. I mean, you're a USC guy. Like, you got to admire just kind of him just going back and getting stitched and coming back out. I mean, that's something that's got to kind of, you know, touch you a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I like his overall just approach. I think he has an innate ability to take things very serious and at the same time, you know, have great perspective. And you know, you see how I think he can control his environment really well with how he handles the crowd and how he handles the physicality of it. And he can maintain his kind of his poise. And he just has a great way about him. And I think that helps us. And like, I do. I love watching him. I like watching him bleed on the court. I think it's important. And then he comes back in and does his job. So I do like that about him.
He might as well have just said he's a guy I don't have to yell get up to in order for him to get up. Like, he might as well have just said that.
My ears are built differently than that because I didn't get any of that, what you're hearing, like Mazzulla's giving all the praise to Porzingis, but basically doing it because he's hoping Tatum hears it and to say, like, how soft Tatum is.
Well, no, I mean, in the Twitch chat, a suggestion that's full mouth hug. Like, that's he's going out of his way to mouth hug Porzingis.
Well, he brought up the other time that it happened in a couple weeks before. He just says he has a great energy.
It's just interesting timing when a big narrative is the fact that he was yelling at Tatum to get up.
I love watching him bleed on the court and get back in there.
Yeah, my ears are built differently.
This is John from Gardner. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, good folks. Hey, Wiggy, this is Johnny in the kitchen, okay? Generally speaking, if you look at the – we'll pick on the NBA instead of all the – but generally speaking, it used to be kind of a pride thing. I'm a man. I'm going to play through it. I'm going to get up when I get knocked down. I'm not going to act like – you know, when I get a fingernail scratched across my cheek, I'm not going to go down like I was shot. A guy hurts his wrist and he's writhing on the ground. You know, maybe he could stand up and writhe standing up. The point is – it used to be a point of pride to play 82 games. Now it's status to get games off. That's a status thing. And these guys in the NBA writhing on the floor all the time. I mean, come on. How many of us have played in rec leagues or open gyms and banged our ankle up, turned our ankle and, you know, shake it off, finish the game, and go to work the next day.
Yeah, but there's a difference, John. You in the rec league, you get, 6 inches off the ground, where Tatum's literally 6 feet.
Not in my 20s, Wiggy.
No, even in your 20s. All right, I give you 8 inches. But when you, the thing I would look at, and this is what I would say, John, is when you look at Tatum, he don't miss a lot of games during the regular season. He's not one of those guys that is into the load management. He plays the majority of the games. He doesn't play all 82, but I'd have to go back and
he played 72 this year.
All right, he played 72 games this year.
No, but he's pretty consistent when it comes to
that. And hasn't missed a lot of games. And the soft narrative thing, I think it's just we generally do that because we grew up on a different type of basketball, the same way fans back in the day did it with us.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, you watch, I hate to keep going back to it, but you watch Celtic City and Kevin McHale basically tells you that his career ended early because he wanted to win the title, so he played through a busted foot.
Right.
My childhood was watching Larry Bird lie on the sideline with back spasms.
Yeah, he couldn't even, speaking of standing up, he couldn't sit on the bench.
Okay, and this Celtics team would beat the doors off that Celtics team.
How dare you?
Far more talented than the NBA. Players today are so much faster.
I loved how you set that up, too, because Greg thought you were going to be on his side, and then you just switched it.
Are you referring to the greatest NBA team ever assembled, the 1986 Boston Celtics?
This team would beat that team in 6 games or less.
Ooh. My Lord.
Without a doubt.
How dare.
Kevin McHale resembles my mailman and not Karl Malone.
It would definitely be interesting. I'm going to lean towards the 86 team. I would lean towards that.
Like the first time the Kevin McHale or Chief boxed somebody out into the seats that are now there that weren't there at the front row, this team would.
But when are we playing?
As soon as Derek White sticks three threes in their eyes, they're going to be like, who is this guy?
It's not even close
to count. When are we playing this game? See, there's a difference. If we're playing in 86, Greg.
Oh, you thought you meant early in the afternoon because that's when Greg would watch
it. If you're playing in 86, you can get away with it. But if you're playing in 2025, Kevin McHale's going to be sitting on the bench with 4 fouls in the first quarter. So it's you know, it's a
because he was clotheslining somebody.
Yeah, you can't do that in today's NBA. I'm sorry to tell you.
But if it was physical, the guys on this team would beat the bag out of those guys. Look at how small they are. Look at the actual size and measurables of the Celtics versus the Celtics in the 80s. The Celtics in the 80s look like they're at a Deadhead show.
Well, I mean, the Chief was 7 feet tall. McHale was there.
They actually were at Deadhead shows.
Right. I did this game on Shroom.
McHale was almost 7 feet tall.
Wait, now you're coming at the great Bill Walton.
No, God rest his soul, but, you know.
Bird was 6'8".
Curtis, I got to tell you, until you've been to a dead show, you haven't been to a concert.
Cherry Garcia.
It might be, I think it would be more about the bench, though, right? Because you'd have Pete Pritch coming off the bench versus who was coming off the bench in the 80s.
That's a shot at Jerry Seasting.
Yes. It'd be like Pete Pritch, Al Horford.
Greg Kite?
Yeah, no. Greg Kite.
I mean, come on. What's wrong with you?
I would still lean. I always lean Bird anyways, but
all right, anyway.
Curtis, who knows? They might win, though.
Wiggy, you know that they would beat them. Look at the way the athleticism is shifted in the NBA. It's not even close.
Yeah, but the skill was better back then.
Oh, you mean like the George Mikan drill below the rim? Like,
you know, I think as far as the post play, but it wouldn't, I guess the post play, if you're playing 20-25 rules, the Celtics would be hawking up a bunch of threes.
Larry would spend 1 minute trash-talking half of these guys, and they'd go into the fetal position.
Right. And then Porzingis would dunk on his head.
Drew Holiday would lock up Larry Bird.
I don't know about that one. We
never got back to the news. Can we at least get to the issue when it comes to what your spouse is doing facially that means you're going to get divorced? Can we get to that next?
Yes.
Okay, we will. Next.